Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Minisode number 102. Now, in Minisode 101, I gave you guys a crazy simple fat loss plan for 2021. And for 102, I want to give a shout out to all my people trying to lean bulk, to gain lean muscle size as they head into 2021. And I want to give you guys a crazy simple muscle gain plan for 2021. Because I do think it is important for you guys as you head into this new year to really focus on clarity on which direction you want to go. And while I know everybody wants to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time, and while it is possible, I would still recommend you guys to bias one way or the other. So if you want to bias fat loss, then you do that. If you want to bias muscle gain, you do that. And if you want to bias muscle gain, this mini-sode is for you. So I'll jump right into it because we've got a bit to cover here, but I think you guys are going to get a lot out of it. But the first thing, the main priorities, whenever someone comes to me as a client, they sign up with me as their coach and they're like, hey, I want to gain muscle. I want to gain lean size. There's a few main priorities that I focus on. And the first one is going to be making sure that they are in a calorie surplus, right? They're eating more than they're burning. Okay. That's going to be priority number one. Number two is going to be injury prevention. This is the main thing that I focus on with all of my clients, but especially for people who are trying to gain muscle mass and really pushing themselves in the gym. So injury prevention is number two, because you can't lift, or I'm sorry, if you get hurt, you can't lift, right? And if you can't lift, can't get swole. Third priority, alluding to what I just talked about, getting stronger by, and I don't just mean like your one rep max or anything like that. I'm saying for the maybe like just as a general range, the 6 to 12 rep range, if you're getting stronger within that rep range month after month, there's probably a good chance that you're gaining muscle. So if you can bench press 135 for 5 reps in January, but you can bench press 135 for 10 reps by June, then you're definitely probably have a bigger chest. You probably have bigger shoulders, triceps, and you just gain more muscle overall, right? So with those three priorities in the back of our head, so calorie surplus, injury prevention, and getting stronger, now let's make some goals that we can hit on a daily basis to elicit those results, right? And so if you missed Minisode 101, where I went through the system that I give to my clients or just random people who want the simplest, most effective plan that doesn't take a lot of thinking, it's just a simple daily process goal plan. And so what that would look like, for example, if you're looking at it on a chart, in the first column, you're going to have 3 to 5 process goals that you're going to try and hit every single day. And then to the right of that column, I'll throw up a picture here. To the right of that column is going to be Sunday through Saturday, right? So every single day, you're going to be able to try and hit each one of these daily process goals that you laid out for yourself. And if you hit one of those daily process goals, you get a point. If you don't hit it, you get a zero, right? And then all you do is tally up the points at the end of the week. And then you can see where you succeeded and where you may need to work on a little bit more. Again, I'll have the picture up there for you. But with this Minisode, I want to tell you which goals I would give you, because in Minisode 101, I gave some fat loss goals, daily process goals, and they will be different if your goal is going to be muscle gain instead of fat loss. And so if you were my client, you came to me and was like, hey, I want to gain muscle. I want to use this habit-based plan. What daily things should I do on a daily basis to get to those results faster? And so the first one, I think, and again, these are just what I would do. If you have other ones that you want to hit, that's great too. But based off of what I said, the first one that I would have is probably some type of health goal, because it's important as we are gaining weight, as we are gaining muscle mass and eating in a calorie surplus, you don't want to just throw your health out the window. And I know that people don't do this on purpose, but it can kind of happen as a byproduct of, okay, I need to gain weight. I need to eat more. I need to move less, right? Because that moving and doing cardio is burning calories. And I'm not trying to lose fat right now. I'm trying to gain muscle. That's true. However, I would still have some type of health goal on a regular basis so that you can obviously ensure your general health stays in tip-top shape as you continue to gain weight and muscle. And so the health goal that I would recommend is maybe something simple like a 10,000 steps goal, right? So some type of movement. This could be stretching, mobility maybe. You could do cardio a few times a week. So you could just say in the daily process goal, 10,000 steps or 20 minutes incline walking on the treadmill, for example. That would be something. Just do a little bit of cardio or the 10,000 steps. Another health goal would be a serving of fruit and or vegetables with each meal. Since you're bulking, fruit are typically going to have a little bit more calories in them than vegetables, just net. So maybe have 1 to 2 servings of fruit with each meal, and that's going to allow you to get a wide variety of nutrients, but also add in some carbohydrates for you that's going to fuel that muscle growth. So some type of health goal would be important. The next daily process goal, again, focusing on injury prevention, which is one of the main priorities. This is where sleep comes into play. I have an article on my website all about sleep and the effects of sleep on muscle gain and fat loss cannot be understated. And I have 2 studies in there that are just ridiculous, showing the difference between people who get a lack of sleep and people who get regular sleep, quality sleep on a regular basis. It's just, there's a big difference. I'll link that in the description. So the daily process goal would be something like got 7 hours of sleep, or maybe 6.5 hours, right? Wherever you're at, let's say you're at 4 hours. Well, then the goal would be maybe 4.5 hours, right? Or 5 hours. But you have to slowly get up to, I think, and based off what the research has shown, I think once you start getting below 6 hours on a regular basis, you're going to start seeing some negative side effects of sleep deprivation, and especially whenever it comes to fat loss and muscle gain. So a daily process goal would be get 7 hours of sleep. Another daily process goal would be had 1 large serving of protein and 2 servings of starchy carbs with each meal. So again, this daily process goal goes back to the priority of a calorie surplus. So all this is doing is biasing our eating so that we can reach that calorie surplus on a regular basis. And of course, while we do want to have a calorie surplus, we also want to make sure we're consuming enough protein on a regular basis too. So this process goal can kind of knock out both of those. And so 2 servings of starchy carbs. So just some examples and things like that, like this would be potatoes. So white potatoes, sweet potatoes. You can do rice, you can do white rice, brown rice, you can do oatmeal, you can do cereal, you can do fruit, right? There's tons of different combinations here that you could do, but what's important is that you increase your carbohydrate intake, because that's a mini-sode for another day, but carbohydrates are even more important whenever you're trying to gain muscle mass, and they can be a very good tool to utilize. And so while that's a discussion for another day, just trust me, get in a large serving of protein with each meal and try and get 2 servings of starchy carbs with each meal as well. Okay, and then the second to last goal is going to be to increase your meal frequency. So just like I mentioned before, calorie surplus is going to be crucial. An easy way to ensure a calorie surplus based off how you're currently eating, just eat more often. Right. So a lot of people, they may only be eating like 2 times a day with a snack or something like that, or maybe 3 times a day if they're lucky on a good day. What I would say is that if you are trying to gain muscle mass, I think you should try and shoot for about 4 meals per day, 4 balanced whole meals per day. So the process goal, I would say, is 8-4 meals. Simple as that, right? If you ate 4 meals that day, you give yourself a point, right? And I think that you can eat snacks around this if you want to, but what I think is important is that you do have 4 whole balanced meals per day. And if you're having just two meals per day now, I think it might be helpful to bump that up to three meals and maybe one snack, right? And then just slowly increase your intake from there. But yeah, 8-4 meals, that's going to get us in that calorie surplus and help us out. And the last process goal I would recommend, this is going to cover the getting stronger section, right? Or priority, right? That's one of the priorities I mentioned earlier. And tracking your weight, sets, and reps in the gym is going to be crucial for making sure that you are getting stronger over time. So the daily process goal would be tracked. You could just say tracked progress in the gym, right? Or you could put out tracked weight sets and reps in the gym. And so if you had a workout that day and you followed those directions, you give yourself a point. And so what that's doing is, again, ensuring that you are tracking your progress in the gym over time, which is going to mean that you're probably going to be getting stronger over time, which is going to mean that you're successfully building muscle over time. Those are my main process goals for you. And then real quick, lastly, I think tracking your progress, making sure that you do probably weigh yourself. I think weight is a very good indicator, especially when someone is trying to gain muscle size, that they are making progress. And this isn't crazy weight. We don't want you to perma bulk, right? But gaining about a half pound to a pound per week is going to be about right for most people. That's going to ensure that you're giving your body enough calories to fuel that growth, but not too much to add excess body fat. So weighing yourself at least about four times a week, I think would be really helpful here. And then with strength in the gym, try to beat what you did last week by improving at least one of those indicators that I told you to track. So more weight, more sets, or more reps, right? That's going to ensure you're making progress, you're focusing on the right things, and hopefully building more muscle in 2021. Okay, real quick, those process goals. Some type of health goal. So either steps, cardio, or a serving of fruit and vegetables with each meal. The next one is going to be getting 7 hours of sleep. The next one is going to be had one large serving of protein and two servings of starchy carbs with each meal. The next one is going to be 8-4 meals total for the day. And the last one is going to be track your weight, sets, and reps in the gym if you had a workout that day. Okay, and that is it. If you have more questions about this, send me a DM on Instagram, send me a message, drop a comment below in YouTube, and I'd be happy to help you out because I know this can get confusing, but hopefully the picture helped you visualize things a little bit more. But that is it for Minisode number 102. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.